It is the week of March 12th, 2006, and you have found yourself listening to the very first recording of the Spa Buzz podcast, an online resource for all things wellness. My name is Christy Earls, and the goal for the show is to provide useful information and tools for you to create a more whole, balanced, and healthful lifestyle. Today I will give you a bit of background about myself, provide you with some basic information about wellness, and touch upon the state of the industry today. I found myself in this industry when I was motivated to learn how to teach aerobics. As a student of aerobic classes, I was the one in the back who was consistently clumsy, bumping into all the other students, falling off the step when step aerobics was really popular, and I was very determined to help others have a bit less of a learning curve because I felt it was a really enjoyable activity. I have held positions in the industry such as personal trainer, wellness educator, and spa director. I have been extraordinarily fortunate with my experiences in this industry, and today I'm working as a consultant. Now, a recent search on Google with the keywords health spa elicited 68 million different hits. I know that it's possible to go to any drugstore now and find a variety of lotions and potions and toothpaste and all things for self-care that are labeled spa. You can go down the frozen food section of any grocery store and find spa frozen food meals. And if you haven't had enough spa, you can certainly take your car for a nice wash at the auto spa. Two definitions I found are the following. One states that a spa is a place that is visited by people seeking therapy and relaxation. Another definition I found said that a spa is a place devoted to enhancing the overall well-being through things that encourage renewal of the mind, body, and spirit. For optimal health and well-being, it is said that there needs to be a balance among all areas of your life. Now, the three areas that typically compose wellness include the mind, the body, and the spirit. The body really needs proper nutrition, rest, exercise, and awareness of breath. The mind needs to be developed. You need to strive to gain knowledge. There needs to be a development of lifelong learning. And a lot of times you need to stretch yourself beyond what you perceive you think you can do and avoid things you may perceive as difficult and go ahead and do them anyway. The spirit is the way you live. It's your quest for value and purpose in life. All three areas really, the thread that runs through them is awareness, being aware of the mind, the body, and the spirit, and how you find yourself in this world and how you are responding to it. Wellness has further been defined by others as having seven different components. Again, the physical, exercise, proper nutrition, sleep, and movement. Another, environmental, being aware of your immediate world and the world at large. Intellectual wellness, embracing lifelong learning, curiosity, acquiring new skills. Social wellness, being able to create and sustain relationships, being able to nurture people and yourself. Emotional, developing meaningful connections, having the ability to cope, and awareness of a range of feelings in yourself and in others. Another is vocational, which states that you should identify your skills, abilities, and interests and be able to incorporate them into your life's work. And again, the spiritual component, the ability to reflect on your individual inspirations and motivations. Wellness really is a process. It's a way of life, and it integrates always the mind, the body, and the spirit. And most of all, it is accepting yourself. In future episodes, you can look forward to hearing interviews with leaders in the spa and wellness industries. You can hear about reviews of different classes and spas available out in the world today, and also hear information about some of the new things that are on the market as far as products and technologies and services that are available. The music you hear today is Western East by Scott Helm in his appropriately named album Incoherent Mumblings. This was found on the PodSafe Music website. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the show. I will look forward to having you here again at the Spa Buzz podcast.